We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Off air, we just found out the importance of 5 seconds to Adam Carter and Dan Cook. The importance.
It's everything.
Of 5 seconds. When we do the off air show, we could have that as a very good ask Adam anything. We can't do that question here. This is a topic which comes up every couple of years. In fact, I remember when I was attempting to do some stuff on Channel 9. And I came in and did a couple things. This was one of the topics that was raised. So I mean, came up 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and it's come up again in Minnesota. They are raising a bill, Adam Carter, that proposes to prohibit smoking in a passenger or public transportation vehicle if someone under the age of 18 is inside said vehicle. I want texts and calls on this. 651-989-9226. Adam Carter is a former smoker, although you – okay, this is a good reminder.
Oh, yeah. I did tell this story.
You saw someone the other day, because we're going to talk about the power of smoking, and then we'll tie it back to should an adult be in a car or a public vehicle – where someone is under the age of 18, and should they be ticketed or arrested if they're smoking? But you're a former smoker. What happened the other day?
So, yeah, I have not smoked regularly since 2006. I smoked on and off for about 10 years, and the most ever, a half a pack a day. So I was never a hardcore pack a day, two pack a day kind of person.
Half pack's pretty good, though.
Yeah, right? Half, yep. But I rarely... Every once in a while, you kind of get the cravings. But, man, the other day I got off the train and was walking outside. It was a beautiful sunny day like today. And I saw a guy. I looked over to the left, and there's a guy just pulling on a heater, you know, just big drag. And for a split second, I said, man, that looks great. Not only to that point, but I actually contemplated, you know, there's a convenience store right there. And I could just go in there and buy. It's totally illegal. I could go buy a pack of cigarettes.
How close
come
were
out
you?
Here? It was a fleeting thought. And then I thought, give me a break. Yeah. Because in the times that I've tried to have a cigarette, I'll be up north with the guys or something. Like, give me a cigarette. It's it always looks great until I actually inhale.
So you have tried a couple times since, and it's just nothing.
I started to smoke briefly a couple years ago.
Okay. Was it the frustrations of working with me?
That's exactly right.
Yep.
But what it was, why I stopped then, is just the stigma of it. I would have to put hand sanitizer on, and I could smell myself, and that was just disgusting to me. Because there's two different kinds of smoke smells. There's the smoke, the fresh smoke that somebody's smoking. Then there's the smell of someone who has just smoked that is disgusting.
And it permeates them.
Yes. But it was just crazy because I just thought, I haven't smoked regularly in so long, and there's something in my mind that says, man, that was a lot of fun. And it was a sunny, beautiful day. I was in a good mood.
Yeah.
And that was all part of the thought.
Well,
I don't get it.
I think some of it, again, the simplest way is just still the power of addiction and the power of enjoyment.
Yep.
Did you quit on your own? Did you do anything?
I did. No, I didn't. I never.
That's crazy. So you're the second.
I already got pregnant, and I'd kind of started to wind down anyway. And I said, I'm not going to be smoking when I've got.
You're the second good friend of mine in radio who did that totally on his own. Common, same thing. Common, when we were working together, he used to be pulling the heaters all the time and just one day said, I'm done.
Yep.
And I get how you do have individuals like you and Dan who can do that and others who can genuinely try and try and try and either they're not trying as hard as they think or it's just the power of the chemicals within their body. So what do we think? Do we think you're with your two daughters? Morgan and Siggy, respectively, are what, 13 and
13
9?
13 and 9.
Okay, got it. 13 and 9, this law passes, and an officer sees you, and they can pull you over and cite you for, I don't know, let's say it's $250. Should that be allowed?
My initial thought was, do we really need to legislate stupidity? Because it is absolutely stupid thing to do if you've got kids in the car.
It is.
Incredibly stupid. Do we really need to legislate that? But at the same time, like, how difficult is it to put that law into the books?
I think it's,
make it a fine. I think it absolutely should be a law. I think you should absolutely be fined. And the texter suggests $1,000. I'd be fair with that.
Really? I'm surprised you're asking. I'm going to say,
if you cannot wait until you are out of the car, with your kids in the car to have a cigarette, and I get it. I just explain the power of nicotine and smoking. But if you cannot wait that small amount of time, then I'm sorry.
How practical is it? Because that's the issue I want to go to here. We already have so many issues on the road that we miss, including, and there was a good story the other day in the paper about hands-free driving and how most of these citations are holding up. We're really now realistically going to put this in place and it's going to have an effect. And it's not just going to be used as a route to pull people over. Well, I thought you were smoking. Now, wait a sec. What's going on? I think you are reckless. I think you are careless. I think you are cruel. I think you are putting kids in harm's way. I don't think we should be pulling people over for this. I don't. I don't think it's practical. I don't think it's reasonable. But there was a story the other day, Dan, and I forget the town. I don't remember if I printed or you printed it, where they were talking about in a town in America where they wanted to prevent you from smoking in a house. So I can extrapolate this, Adam. If it's against the law to smoke in the car, shouldn't it then be against the law to smoke in the house where the kids are? Same thing, right? The kids are right there.
Yeah, this is always the debate. Is your private residence as opposed to your car? You're on a public road. Is that different?
You're still in your private car.
Yeah. But you're using a public road.
Okay, but it's my house I grew up in Golden Valley was at one point public, and then we were allowed to purchase that. So you're right. It's still private, but it's in a city where cities get to set up rules. I just think if we extend this, where are we going to stop saying where parents – and I do not want to come off as – I grew up – and my mother, to be blunt, was a very selfish person. I grew up, my mother, she smoked in her house constantly. She taught my sister to smoke very young. I lived with my mother and sister until I was 12, and then my sister graduated. And I didn't live with my father until I was 13, I guess. They would smoke around me all the time, in the house.
I grew up with smokers in the house. It was fine. Nobody would think twice about it.
It's so funny. I honestly have this vivid memory, basement of our house in Golden Valley, and we're sitting there folding clothes, and those two are just banging heaters. And it's, I mean, I'm waiting for who would be Mark Oberding to be announced at Williams Arena. It was so smoky, right? So my mother didn't give a damn. It was about my mother, right? People are selfish. Is this really one, Dan Cook, is this one where you want people pulled over?
Well, it's difficult because on the one hand, if you have a kid who has no choice but to be in that vehicle. And the biggest difference to me between the vehicle and your house is the confined space,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're in a house, you have a better chance of being able to kind of get away from the direct exposure to the secondhand smoke.
Not automatic, though.
Not automatic.
You're right, though.
But you have a better chance in a house than you do in a car.
Younger,
without question.
But let's be honest. Younger kids are more often than not in close proximity
generally,
to their parents.
Yep, that's
right?
true.
And then all of a sudden you're in a room. You know, until the kids are what age, you're around them all the time.
The question for me is, do you want police to be storming somebody's house because they're smoking and their kids are inside? That seems like a pretty automatic no.
I think Adam does with guns a-blazing. Is that what you're hinting at?
But that's the thing. If you don't want that, or if that seems unreasonable, then, you know, how much further is it to pull somebody over for that express purpose?
So you're...
I'm leaning no.
That's what I'm...
As much as I want to protect kids, I just... This might be a bit too far.
Dan hates kids.
Well, both of you want to kill kids, so that's been clear. Taking a page out of your book now. But no, but my point was is that I'm not assuming that suddenly our cops are going to be on the road looking for smokers, but if there's a police officer driving down a highway or a road and there's somebody smoking away with a kid in the car, I think that cop should have every right to pull that parent over and say, here, think twice about it. Now here's a big fine.
And you agree with the texter, $1,000.
Why not? That's dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
Another person suggests second offense death penalty. Adam, I'm not ready to say that.
Where are you on that? Adam, are you more first offense death penalty? I mean, you can say if this does pass, Adam.
And I know when I was saying this, too, that's, and a texter pointed out that this is predisposed to this law targets poorer people. Well, because you're poor, you're more predisposed to smoke in the car with your kids? I don't get that.
No, it's reckless. You're derelict of your responsibility. I just don't think it's practical. Before I go to Tom here. Do we think it just, even if it passes, and it's really not that enforced that much, how much does it slow down people from smoking?
Well, based on what we've seen from the hands-free law, I would say not very much at all.
Yeah. If we don't have some data that
thankfully, I don't think this is a huge problem to begin with. I really don't.
I think it's dropped.
Mentality has changed because of what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
It's like my parents were smoking when I was sitting there watching TV. Both my parents are sitting on the couch smoking.
Yep.
But nobody thought anything of it.
Tom is mobile. Tom, you're on CCO.
Yeah, I was just catching the end of your guys' conversation here. But if I understand it correctly, you can be pulled over now for smoking in a vehicle with children in it or just smoking altogether?
No, with children. It would be a bill that's been raised. This has come up a lot for 20-some years all across the country, including Minnesota, that if you're in a car or public transportation and you have children 18 and under, or probably under 18, should you be fined some of us? Should this be a violation of the law?
Well, I'm not for more laws, you know. I mean, my Lord, are we going to just say no to every single right? But this is how I kind of view it. You know, I've had 2 seatbelt tickets in the last month. You know, I think that's a horrible law. You know, that should be up to the person driving the vehicle. If you want to take that risk, so be it.
Ask you this? Why do you take that risk? Why it takes a half second.
It's just a bad habit from years and years of not buckling up. But I'm getting better, you know, the newer vehicles you have,
good.
The more they beep. So, and my wife also, but what I was going to say with the cigarette smokers, every time I see a kid in a vehicle, it drives me insane that people are filling up a vehicle. My wife grew up with a smoker and, you know, and not that I want to throw my mother-in-law under the bus, but
I think you just did. What's her name so we can get her on the record, Tom?
Yeah, she'd kill me.
Yep.
But yeah, she talks about, you know, the first day from her mom leaving the hospital, they went right to a bar, you know, to show all of her friends. And, you know, it was a different time period. But what I was going to say was smokers on top of the health cost that we have to, us non-smokers, you know, have to put into our health care now for these people. They litter the streets nonstop with cigarettes, and that's another pet peeve of mine. I'm not a big tree hugger. I'm a common sense, you know, take care of the earth guy. And every single day, there's cigarettes flying out the window.
You make a lot of good points, Tom. I just got to jump in. But thanks so much for listening and calling again, okay?
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.